Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Bob Glynn, S.J., parochial vicar. It is the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
Long ago, it was 38 years by my reckoning, I entered the Society of Jesus in Santa Barbara, California. And the first week was utterly terrifying. I won't even tell you. It's too frightening. But at the end of the week, we had a mass, and that mass was to celebrate, I think, the fact that none of us had run away. But we were given a crucifix, and then we were sort of given advice in a very good homily by the novice master. Now, he told us a story, and that story has stayed with me to this day. And several years ago, I asked him, may I use this story if I say that you gave it to me? Now, I'm mentioning this because this is Stanford, and this would be plagiarism otherwise, right? So yes, he said, yes, you may go ahead. So I took this from Father Bob Schmidt, but now it's mine. And then it's going to be yours. You can take it and do with it what you will. But so, long, 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 more than 38 years ago, in China, in a very rural part of the country, lived an old farmer. He was a widower. He had one son, and the two of them had one possession of value. And that possession was a horse. And this horse was valuable because it helped them to plow the fields and sow the seeds so that they would have enough food to make it through the year. Well, one night, the farmer and his son were in the house, and a terrible thunderstorm began. Wild lightning and thunder and crashing. And all of a sudden, there was this tremendous sound from the corral of the horse. And the horse broke down the corral and ran away. Well, the next day was a nice day. And all of the farmer's neighbors came by because they had heard the news of the horse running away. So they said to him, oh, we are so sorry. That was your only valuable possession. And now how will you plow the fields? How will you have enough to eat? You have had very, very bad luck, and we are very sorry. And the farmer looked at them, and he said, yes, could be bad luck, could be good luck. Now, the neighbors had never thought the farmer was too with it to start with. So they kind of looked at him like, well, it's the shock. He doesn't really get what has happened to him. He will in a few days, and he'll know how lucky he's been. Well, a couple of weeks later, the farmer and the son are at dinner together. Well, they have nobody else around, so they would be. But they're at dinner together, and all of a sudden, there's this massive, wild sound outside, louder than anything they've ever heard. And so the two of them jump up from the dinner table, and they run outside, and they see that their horse has returned with 11 wild horses following him. So quickly, they corral the horses, and now, from having one horse to no horses, now they have 12. So the next day, the farmer's neighbors come over. And they're saying, imagine, you had no horses, and now you have 12 horses. You are one of the richest men anywhere around. You have had such good luck. And the farmer says to them, yes, could be good luck, but could be bad luck. Now they knew that he was moving towards the brink of insanity. Because anybody could look at the fact that you now have 12 horses. Imagine the number of fields you could plow. So they shake their heads and off they go. Well, a few days later, the farmer's son is trying to domesticate to break the horses. So he gets on one of them, and it's a wild, wild horse, much more wild than he had ever anticipated. And the horse throws him off. He lands on the ground, and he breaks his arm and his leg. Well, the neighbors come over, and they say to him, oh, how terrible. You had all these horses, and your son was going to be the one who plowed the field. You are too old to do that. And now, how will you do anything? This is the worst. You have had the most bad luck you could have. And the farmer says, well, could be bad luck, but could be good luck. Now, at this point, they've just decided he's crazy as can be. Because if anything were obviously bad luck, it's this. Well, 3 weeks later, the local warlord comes through the entire district drafting all the eligible young men to be in his army to fight a bitter battle against the warlord in the next area. But the farmer's son can't go because he has a broken arm and a broken leg. Now, we know the neighbors come, don't we? And we know what the neighbors say. And we also know what the farmer says. And the thing is that we don't know whether it's good luck or bad luck until the end of the story. And the story only ends when the farmer dies. And there can't be any more experiences to interpret. Now, this episode we hear today in the gospel, we have a wonderful young man who has looked at his life and in each episode has tried to do what God has wanted. And he seems pleased. Everything that has been given to him, he has used for the good. Then Jesus says to him, yes, this has all been very good. But if you want the good forever, then give up everything you have and follow me. Now, the problem for the rich young man is that he thinks that his wealth is his good luck. And if he lets go of that, then he has let go of good luck, and the only thing that's left is bad luck. And so he can't let go because he can't see any other possibilities. Then, of course, we have the helpful disciples. Each week, as always, they toss something into the pot. So Peter says, but we left everything, ding, 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 in case you missed it. Us, we left it all. And we left mother and father and sister and brother and, well, he had a fishing boat, so he doesn't say fields. All right, and whatever, and houses for you. And Jesus says to him, yeah, you'll get all of those. But what are all of those? They're precisely what the rich young man thought. What are our families and our houses? They are our security and our support, are they not? They are basically the things that tell us you aren't going to collapse in this world. Somebody will catch you. Something is there for you. You won't go adrift. You won't go astray. You won't be on the streets. Everything is okay. But Jesus' understanding is so far different, because Jesus' answer is, but a house and a family, they come, they go. The only real security you have is me. Because the good luck is to hear the word of Jesus Christ and to believe it. Initially, that can look like bad luck. If you look at the Christian story, the crucifixion is hardly something we say, hey, yes, you can tell this was good. Well, if you can, then you have certain mental problems that go beyond the Chinese farmer. It is the resurrection. And then the promise that the resurrection belongs to us as well. That it only belongs to us if we come to trust that it is alone in Jesus Christ that I find my security, my hope, my salvation. That he is the good luck, and it's not luck. It's given to me. I'm told, here it is. Look at it. Take hold of it. Grab it. Follow it step by step. And I say, yeah, I will, but let me make enough money and get a good house and job and married and children and the mortgage paid off partially. And then I'll take up the Jesus good luck. I don't think that's the case. Jesus would not have been desperate for the rich young man to follow him if he didn't know that the rich young man's heart would always be restless unless it found the real source of goodness that doesn't collapse, that doesn't die, in the very person of Jesus Christ.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.